Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness, playing the songs and telling the stories of our neighbors, our hometown fellow citizens, and people of our country, Larry Long, recording the songs and the stories and the sounds of our communities and friends, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning we have the privilege of giving thanks.
I thank you for my grandchildren, I thank you for the health. I thank you for the food we have to eat up on the shelf. I thank you for each holiday in my mother's house. May there be nobody here this year who does without. I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I do. I thank you for my family, may they be free from pain. If they do, I pray that you will give them strength again. I thank you for the laughter when I hear the children play. May they always know the joy of living every day. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I do.
Gratitude is a virtue, and virtues need to be practiced. Like Larry's song says, I pray that my children may know the joy of living every day. Every day to be grateful, to be thankful, to be appreciative is a gift we give ourselves and, of course, those that we know and love and serve. Back in the early 1980s, I remember coming home at this time of year. It was cold and dark. My wife was picking up our children from the daycare. I had stopped on the way home and got a bag of carrots because I had already put a pot roast in the crock pot. I opened the door to my house. I scurried in. I turned on the light over the sink. I pulled out those carrots in a peeler and I began peeling those carrots, ready to pop them into an stove that would help make that pot roast just simmer. And then I looked and saw the beauty of the orange and the gold in those carrots. And now my hand was moving effortlessly, peeling the skins off of those carrots, revealing their color, and I wasn't cutting myself. And then I realized that those carrots that I had bought, somebody had planted them from seed, had tilled them, had watered them, had harvested them. And after they had harvested them, they cleaned them, they put them in bags, they shipped them to my store. And then I walked in the store and there were hundreds of bags of carrots so that I could buy carrots, but so could anyone else who would come to the store that night. And I was just so grateful for the farmers and the grocers and the truckers who make our food so available. And as I was standing there giving thanks for this carrot, I was so grateful that we had light in our home, that we have money for electricity, that our house and our furnace were working and was warm, and my wife and children would come into a warm house with enough to eat. We live on a street that's safe because of our neighbors and the service of our police and fire departments. I realized that the reason I had this life was my sacrifices that were made by my parents, and I was grateful for their lives and their hard work, and that I was given the privilege of work, the ability to teach, the ability to serve, the ability to lead. What a great gift that my wife was teaching other people's children in kindergarten who trusted her with their children. And all of a sudden, I was overwhelmed with this deep sense of gratitude and grace, all because of a meditation on a carrot. Gratitude begins everywhere.
I thank you for the month of June. I thank you for the birch. I thank you for the seeds that grow. I thank you for Mother Earth. I thank you for the songs I sang, filled with peace and joy. May this year be free from fear for every girl and boy. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I do.
November, what a beautiful time for Thanksgiving. I think of the number of people who will be sitting in deer stands waiting to look and see if the possibility that venison will fill their freezer. But in those long, quiet moments of the early morning, how many people sit in a deer stand and are grateful for the opportunity to be able to hunt, are grateful for their families who are they hunting for, grateful that this pastime has been passed down to them faithfully, grateful for the friendship kindled at deer camp, grateful for Thanksgiving Day that was coming. In November of 1973, I spent my first Thanksgiving away from home. I was serving as a volunteer in Prince George, British Columbia, Canada. It was a day of on a Thursday, and nobody in Canada knew it was Thanksgiving Day. And was in the United States, the Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving on the second Monday of October. And there I was, feeling homesick, feeling melancholy. I had a old coat that I had gotten out of a church basement rummage sale. I had it kind of pulled up to my ears. My hair was long because even at that time volunteering, I could not afford to have a haircut, and the snow was falling, and it's a heavy, wet snow, and it's kind of landing on my head and on the shoulders of my coat. Wasn't unbearable, but I was walking past this alley, and I hear this guy looking out at me, and says, hey, G-Chad! And I look at this gentleman, and he looks in tougher shape than me. He had a brown paper bag, and I thought in it he might have had a bottle, asking me for a couple of cents, and all I had was a quarter, and I was willing to give it to him. So I walked towards this gentleman, and he looked at me, G-Chad! And I said, no, sir, I haven't. And he opens up his brown paper bag, and there's one of those Wonder Roast chickens and a loaf of bread. Here, have some. And I look at him, he said, have some. And I reach in, and I take off a hunk of chicken, and I grab a piece of bread, and my host does the same. He reaches in, grabs some chicken, and grabs some bread. Another gentleman walking by, who looks in about the same shape as the two of us, says, hey, and the guy walks over and says, hey, G-Chad, and the guy says, no. He says, here, have some. And he reaches in, he pulls off some chicken, he pulls off some bread. And the three of us stood in that alley in this heavy, wet snow, having Thanksgiving dinner. Bread, chicken. A gentleman who had had hard times traveling, but he wasn't about ready to eat alone, because who wants to have chicken and bread by themselves? And then our host takes his hand and wipes it off on his pants, and he says, hi, my name's Thomas. I said, well, hi, my name's Thomas, too. And the other gentleman wipes his hand off on his pants, and we shake hands. He says, I'm Frank. And there I was, having Thanksgiving dinner in an alley in Prince George, Columbia, British Columbia, with Thomas and Frank. One of the most memorable Thanksgivings of my life. Welcome in by strangers, breaking bread, and realizing I was blessed.
I thank you for the wild rice and for the winds that blow. Thank you for the sharp knife and for the grinding stone. Thank you for the recipe for which I still have none. May all the children of this earth have family to love. I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I do.
Gratitude, thanksgiving, family, friends, strangers. I went to graduate school at Seattle University in Seattle, Washington back in 1974. Because I had been volunteering, I only had $40 spending money for the whole summer, 8 weeks. I got 8 envelopes and I put $5 in each envelope, knowing that I had a penchant for spending, and if I was going to make that $5 last all week, I need to keep it separate. And that money was to buy stamps, it was to buy snacks, pens and paper if I needed them, and meals on the weekend because I did not have a meal ticket for the weekend. And I found myself on Saturdays not going out with the rest of the group because they had money to spend, and I'd find myself walking the streets of Seattle. And I was walking, and I'd go down to Pike's Market, and there would be musicians playing music, and that would be my entertainment. I'd see fresh fruit being sold, and I'd buy an apple, and that would be my lunch. And I'm walking back to the dormitory where I had saved a sandwich, peanut butter and jelly from the night before, and I had about 55 cents in my pocket, which would allow me possibly to buy a soda to go with that sandwich, and that would be my Saturday night dinner, and I'd have to wait and see if I'd have anything to eat on Sunday. So I'm walking, and I walk past a delicatessen, and I'm just drawn in, and there in the deli is this potato salad, and all of a sudden, you know, when you're hungry, everything looks good. And I looked at the potato salad, and the gentleman behind the counter looks at me and says, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Well, how much is a potato salad?" He said, "Well, for the little one, it's 35 cents. For the big one, it's 50 cents. And I figure, well, if I spend 55 cents, I'll have no money for a potato salad. Often looks good. But if I have the 35 cents, well, maybe I'll have 25 cents left. And well, I couldn't spend all the money, so I said, "Well, I'll have the little one." And the man takes out a scoop and he fills up this little styrofoam container with potato salad. And he hands it over the top of me, and I'm looking at my coins in my hand. And he smiles and says, "Here you go, brother. It's a gift. It's a gift." I was so grateful. I went back to my dorm room. I waited as long as I could, and then I opened up my sandwich and my potato salad and went down, got myself a can of Coke, a real feast. And I gave thanks to God for the abundance of this meal, but then realized I had no fork. Well, you can't have a feast just with your fingers, but I realized that in my shaving kit, I had a shoehorn. So that night, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I had potato salad, I had a Coke, and I ate it with a shoehorn. God is good. I am grateful.
I thank you for the bells that ring on this blessed day. Filled with peace, may all wars cease. Together we now pray. Thank you for this place of grace in fellowship alone. May all the children of this earth have a place called home. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, I do. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, I do. Yeah, well, I thank you, Tom, for the work that you do within the community. And as you know, with your work in servant leadership, that all of our work is tied to something much larger than oneself, which is community with others. That song, I Thank You, was written with Anishinaabe Ojibwe youth from Nedawash, Minnesota, in honor of their elder, Mrs. Jean Ackabee. Before we sang Mrs. Eckabee her song, the principal of Nittawash School shared this quote from Shawnee Keeper of Wisdom Tecumseh. A single twig breaks, but a bundle of twigs is strong. A single twig breaks, but a bundle of twigs is strong. So not long after that, I was doing similar work down in Des Moines, Iowa, the town where I was born. And we were honoring another elder, and she shared these closing thoughts to these young folks. The more you give thanks, the more you are thankful for. The more that we give thanks, the more that we are thankful for. In the opening introduction of the Tehillim, the Jewish book of Psalms, it reads, "All the world is a choir resounding with joyous song. Every creature from the mighty sun to the lowly ant, from the lilting songbird to the croaking frog, sings one or more verses of scripture as its song of praise to God. Together, we form a cosmic orchestra." Here's a song I wrote inspired from the Tehillim, Psalms 138, called "I Give Thanks."
I give thanks with all of my heart. I give thanks with all of my mind. In the presence of angels I sing, calling out to you one more time. I give thanks to your name for your love, for your faith, for your promise is greater than your fame. I give thanks to the day I call out for help. You were there and have yet to turn away. I thank you for all you have done. I thank you for all you have said. In the presence of angels I play. Upon your word I still make my bed. I give thanks to your name, for your love, for your faith, for your promise is greater than their fame. I give thanks for the day I called out for help. You were there and have yet to turn away. Don't turn away. Each time I fail, each time I stumble, calling out to you one more time.
Beautiful. Thank you, friends, for joining us as we gave thanks together in story and song.
And we thank you so much. for listening. I give special thanks to Tom Thibodeau for his wonderful stories and presence, and with real gratitude to Brett Hoos. Without Brett, we could not be doing this conspiracy of goodness. The engineer, the owner of Soundstration Studio, we thank you, Brett, for all that you do in helping us make this program at the start of each week, and we wish you all a wonderful week of conspiracy of goodness with others. Thank you for all that you do.
And remember, if you have any extra potato salad, share it. People will be talking about it 50 years later. Peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.